Beis.
Wednesday, Parshas Vayera, Shir 8.
Da Beis Amid Beis, Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Umay ir yutani shalosh lisni shalosha. Vos epis, we say shalosh. Why do you say shalosh? You should say shalosha. We've been going through word by word in the Mishnah. First we asked why to say Nicholas, it should say Miskadeshes. Then we said, why does it say Isha? It should say Ish. Then we're asking, why does it say Shalosh? Lisni Shalosha. Mishan Dukabayla Misni Derech. What was the question? Why is Shalosha preferred over Shalosh? What's the problem with Shalosh? Says Tosis. Rashi says nothing. Says Tosis. Pirish Mishim Dukhala Torah Kula B'Lashon Zachar Nemra. The whole Torah is written Lashon Zachar. So therefore, this should also be written in Lashon Zohar. Now this is a trick because numbers actually go backwards. Usually, if something has a hey at the end, that would indicate that it's Lashon Nekeva. But for some reason, and I don't know why, and I tried asking Rabbi Mandelbaum 5 years ago, and I think he said it's just the way it is. Numbers, you put a hey at the end, and they become Zohar, and they don't. So Shalosh is Nekeva, whatever. Why are you doing Lashon Nekeva? My Tanya Lashon Lishni Shloisha Lashon Zachar. Why Zachar? Because every Kol Torah Kula is Lashon Zachar. So apparently, that's what Tosis is bavoning over here. Even though it says that Isha Niknis, and you say we're talking about a woman, still, whenever you do numbers, the normal thing to do numbers, even when you're talking about women, is to speak Lashon Zachar. That's what the Gemara seems to say. You have to know how it works, you know, how these things work out. But the topic is a woman, but when we speak about the numbers, it always goes Lashon Zachar. So Isha Niknis, it should be the proper thing, the normal thing to do is Bishloisha Drachim. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why we can't do that. Mishum, to buy them is the derech. The derech lashon nekeva hu. Derech is lashon nekeva. Derech sevadat lam is a derech. Yelchu ba. It doesn't say yelchu boy. It says yelchu ba. What is ba? Female. It's nekeva. Therefore, derech is lashon nekeva. So therefore, if you're talking about, if you're putting the word shalosh together with drachim, what is it going to have to be? Lashon Nekeva, that's our answer. Says the Gemara, Eloha Titanya, B'Shiva Drachim Bajgin, it says, Nisni Shiva, where this that it says in the Braisa, or the Mishnah. 7 ways you check a Zav. Why doesn't it say Shiva? The Gemara asks, why didn't it say Lashon, the Shiva Lashon Nekeva, Mishnah Nukabah, Nisni Derech Vashkan, Derech Lashon Zachar? Hold your horses. I got somewhere else where the Gemara does the exact opposite. Says that it's actually Lashon Zachar, the Chsiva Derech Echad Yetzal, Echad Shiva Drachim, Yanusu Lefanecha. Over there it says, Shiva Drachim, which is Lashon Zachar. So, Yachi Kashi Kroy Adadi Kashi Nami Masnisan Adadi. I have a steer in Psukim, I have a steer in also in the Mishnahs. Our Mishnah seems to be saying that Derech is what? Nekeva. The Mishnah of Zav is saying Derech is what? Zachar. We have a pasuk that says, Derech Yelchu Ba is Lashon Nekeva. We have another pasuk which says, Derech Echad Yetzu Alecha B'Shiva Drachim Yenusu Lefanecha, which is Lashon Zachar. Stiris. So if you're medayken Lashon of the Gemara, by the way, the Gemara the first time says, Derech Lashon Nekeva Hu. By Zachar it says, Ashkechon Derech Lashon, the Ikri Lashon Zachar. What does Ashkechon mean?
We find.
It doesn't sound like it's being as, you know, as definitive or as strongly about it.
Because by that pasuk, it's not even. In other words, by us, the drachim is three. It's ways, but it's three things.
Mm-hmm.
By where the pasuk happens to be talking about, it's talking about literal directions, ways. Mm-hmm.
It's a different type of derech.
It's
saying.
It's
okay.
More literal.
Could be. Or maybe the Gemara is already anticipating that we're going to have some sort of conflict between the drachim. We already had a pasuk that says derech is lashon nekeva. Now we found a pasuk that says derech is lashon zachar. So the Gemara is already anticipating this question of that you can't say it's only lashon nekeva or only lashon zachar. Now you can't say it's only lashon zachar now because we already saw a pasuk that says lashon. So ashkechon that it's lashon zachar. But the Gemara says okay. So now we have stiris. So a kid to the Gemara says we have stiris. How is the Gemara going to answer the steers? Says the Gemara, "Kroy adadi loy kashin." Hancha de v'toyra koy. The psukim I'll answer because over here this pasuk is talking about Torah. V'toyra ish ikri lashon nekeva. Torah is lashon nekeva. D'chziv Torah Hashem to me ma. Meshivas nafesh. Torah is lashon nekeva. Torah Hashem is to me ma. Doesn't say it's tamim. What is tamim ma? Nekeva, so Torah is Lashon Nekeva. Marsha, it's a question. This pasuk is where? Torah Hashem Tamim Mashivas Nafesh. Where is this pasuk from? Anyone know? Tehillim. There's another pasuk. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moirasha. Kihilas Yaakov. That's a pasuk in Torah. So why don't we say that pasuk? Why are you saying this pasuk? Says the Marsha. Because they want to highlight. Why is the Torah called Nekeva? Why is the Torah called Nekeva? The answer is because Torah is Mashivas Nafesh. Just like a man is unsettled until he's married, so too, without Torah, you're unsettled. Torah is Meshivas Nafesh. It has the same qualities as a woman. That's why it's called Lashon Nekeva. It can accomplish the same thing that a woman can accomplish. Is a person can be married to the Torah. It has the same, a person's mamish, it's the same type of relationship that a person has with a woman, he has with the Torah. That's why it's Meshivas Nafesh. Same type of thing. Akol Panim says the Gemara Vayter, and now what about the other pasuk? Hosam din b'melchama koi, v'darko shel ish lasos melchama, v'in darko shel isha lasos melchama. Who does battle? Who are warriors? Men are warriors, not women. Because of the lashon zachar. Okay, that makes sense. Our Mishnah is talking about Isha. Over there, it's irrelevant for an Isha, because the Isha has any type of zivus, she has any type of flow, she's automatically tame. So the whole Badika thing only works for a man, so obviously it's talking about a man over there. That's it. That's the Gemara says. Okay. Says Rashi, "Boykin es asav machol o mishta shiva drachim." So, can you count them for me? Machol, mishta, choili, masa, kvitza, mare, hirur. What does machol and mishta mean? What does that mean? Eating and drinking. You're not allowed to eat and drink. If you eat and drink,
well,
excessive eating and excessive drinking. That's what the Rambam says. The Rishash says
right after eating or drinking, as opposed to 2 hours later.
That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says excessive eating, excessive drinking. What?
Isn't it like a type of thing? Oh,
so the Rishash says that can't be, because eating and drinking are the same thing. It's just, it's both, it's excessive. So the Rashash asked that question. I'm sorry. Hold on a second. So the Rishash is the same thing. Eating and drinking, it's both, you just putting too much calories into your body. So says the Rashash, it doesn't mean that. Rashash says achila means you're eating spicy foods. Certain foods can have an effect on the body. And the other thing, it's not shtia, it's mishteh. It doesn't say achila v'shtia. What's mishteh, says the Rashash? He says it's partying. Excessive eating, excessive drinking, all that excessive stuff. It's the excessive partying. So he said, yes, that kash on himself. Maybe it means too much spicy stuff. He doesn't say. He says it bothers me. Lashon is not so mashma like me. But that's what the Rashash says. Achila means what type of things you eat. The quality of your food. Mishta means the quantity of your food. A person that eats excessively? You're gorging?
Gluttonous.
Overindulging. Gluttonous. Gorging yourself with food. Whatever it is. The Rambam says they're both basically the same thing. Achila, shtia. What?
Inhale.
Yeah. What's choili? If he was sick at the time. What's masa? He carries something that's too heavy, put too much strain on his body. Kvitza?
Jumping.
Mare vihirur. What is mare vihirur? So over here also we have a machlekes rishonim. Rambam says mare and hirur is when you see something. I'm sorry, mare is when you see something that you inappropriate. And here is when you think about something inappropriate. What? It's pretty close. So the Rambam says the following thing. Mara is you see a specific woman. Here is when you just think about the ideas. You think about the prastazachin, lewd things. It doesn't have to be about a specific address. Yeah, but then Myron here are basically the same thing. They're both about the person's thinking inappropriate. One's inappropriate this way, one's appropriate that way. So the Rashi says different things. Hold on. Rashi says different things. Rashi says, Marez, you saw something that scared you. You saw something frightening. Nothing to do with
this?
Rashi. Rashi, Ergetzvu. Nazir. Rashi says, Myra means you saw something frightening. Saw scary, something scary. So that bugged you out. Mm-hmm. And heroes, you thought inappropriate things.
And now what if you did something? Heroes thinking inappropriate?
Yeah.
And what if you saw inappropriate?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, so because anytime you see something, you hear about it. Think about it. Right? So I think it's the Rambam Lashitasai. The Rambam says Achila and Shtia are basically the same thing. It's extra eating, extra drinking. It's two forms of excessive indulgence of gorging yourself. Okay, the Rambam says that's called two different things. Mare, Hirur, it's two different forms of inappropriate thoughts. One's through seeing something, one's through thinking about it. But the Rashi says, hold on a second, Mare and Hirur can't be the same, so it's a different type of thing. So the Rashi says, Achil and Shtir is also a different type of thing. That's what we're going to have over here, the lists of these seven things. So what is this? What does Rashi say? Shema machmas achas mehem, echad mehem, mare, v'anasu. So Rabbi Sai, when Rashi says oinus, he doesn't mean that your person is not held accountable for doing these things. A person looks at something inappropriate, he's gonna get petch like no one's business. But klape the tumah, there's not gonna be any tumah, because the tumah is only when besaro, when it comes me'elav. Va'isha ba'oinus nami mitamak. The Amar Berak benois kusim kishu oimer ki yozov zoiv. Damari einis amar, but isha's even chayiv, even when it's. So that's the Gemara. Gemara says, Darko shall ish lasis mechama, vein darko shall isha. And, yeah. Says Taisus. Taisus says, Hacha, the betayra koi. The ikri in a cave of him taimar. Mechama nami ikri lash in a cave. The test and the tough in the beginning is Lashon Nekeva. So over there also. So why are you saying only Torah is Ikri Lashon Nekeva? Melchama is also Ikri Lashon Nekeva. V'oid. Ki heichi dikama darko shel ish lasus melchama v'lo isha. Chanami darko shel ish lilma Torah v'lo isha. Both of the things you say are appropriate for each of them. You're trying to contrast for me Torah and Melchama and say, Torah is Nikris Isha. Guess what? Melchama is also Lashon Nekeva. And you say, Darko Shalish Lassos Melchama. Guess what? It's also Darko Shalish, only Lilmot Torah. So what's the contrast here? Answers Taisis, Yesh Leimer, Deloy Dami. Over here, we're coming to focus on the Torah itself. We're not talking about the people that learn the Torah. Because of Yetzu Alecha, Anshei Melchamakai. And the other pasuk is talking about the people that go to war. So in the pasuk of Melchama, do we care about what the war is called? No, we care about the people that do the battle. And when it comes to Torah, do we care about who learns the Torah? No, we care about the Torah itself. The Haim, Anashim Shadakim Lassus Melchama. That's what Taisus says.
Is this what the Gemara says about the it's Lashon Nekeva? It's not common to us on Lishnei Shosha.
Taisus what?
On Lishnei Shosha, it's Lashon Zachar Nema.
Why?
But the Torah is Lashon
Nekeva. Lashon's always, no, the Torah always writes in Lashon Zachar, even though the Torah itself is called a Nekeva. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, in the end of the day, according to Taisus, who learns Torah? Only men. Who does war? Only men. We're going to have kashas on both of them. First of all, kashas on who learns Torah. Is that true? Only men learn Torah? Do women make brachas haTorah in the morning?
Yeah.
Why do they make brachas haTorah in the morning?
They do.
Yeah. Why do we say that they make brachas haTorah in the morning? Because they have to learn. Women are mechuyev. Not only can they learn, they are mechuyev to learn. What do women have to learn? Halachas that are nogeit. They're not mechuyev to learn Navi. They can if they want. They can learn all that stuff. But they're mechuyev to learn the halachas. Halachas of Hadlachas Neiros. They have to know how to light Neiros. It's not so simple. You know, men light Neiros differently than women. They have to light differently, men and women. And if you do it the wrong way, you're Mechal Shabbos. You have to know how to light candles. You have to know how to be Mafresh Chala. Women have to know how to do Mafresh Chala. They can do Mafresh Chala wrong. There's a lot of things that they're women's mitzvah. A sartem, a ravtem, a dlikwasaneh, that's all on you, lady. So she's got to know how to do that. She's mechuyev to learn. So what does it mean? Dako shalish lilmot Torah, and I'm dako shalish lilmot Torah.
Not only, so it's not dafka.
What?
It's not dafka, man.
No, no, it's saying dako shalish.
It's their way to
be a job.
But it's done on darko to learn Torah.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Torah, but it's
what's the difference?
Our life is Torah. Our life is Torah.
About, so we'll see about that. Hold on a second. So no, it's maybe like this. A man learns Torah all the time. A man's doing lots of Torah. It's Dr. Shalisha Luma Torah. Hey, Dr. Shalisha Luma Torah. She learns a little bit here and there. You know, she learns Hilchas Tvila maybe. She learns Hilchas...
With the thing of Derech and Davros.
Never.
By men, the Torah is meaning in Torah to learn Torah, but women are learning Torah just say
So Chesky's saying a different Vart. Welcome aboard, Chesky. He's saying a Tifa Vart, Chesky. He says like this. No, something else. It's not Darko Shalisha Lil my Torah. A woman has to learn in order to know. But does she learn? Let's say she was born with all the information. Does she have to learn? Is there any value to the women learning? No, as a matter of fact, we want them not to learn. It's just, you call malamid bitoi Torah kilolim the tiflus. We don't want them to learn, but they have to know their halachas. So we'll teach them whatever they have to know. But more than that, no. But it's not because the learning is a value. So they grada, they have to learn. Of a darkoi shal ish lilmoid Torah, a mensch that lima Torah is the zach. The Beis Halevi says it very profoundly. He says, you know, Kaisel said nasev nishma, we'll do it. And we'll also learn it. Once you're doing it, what do you have to learn it for? Says the Beis Halevi, because we learn not to know what to do. We don't. You know, so much of what we're learning is not nagei ala halacha. We learn to learn. Women, they need nase. So their learning is just a chetim. So there's no darkoi lilmoid. It's a lumdish azach. What? They did. Through the husbands. Their lima Torah. The Gemara asks the question, how women zeichad lima Torah? They support the husbands, they take care of the husbands, they do all that stuff. They don't learn. That's their chelik in the nishma. Good question, Lacheski. Toivisa. Al-Kloponim does kenzayin the teretz to that kasha. But now let's go to the other kasha. The other kasha is, women don't go to war. We don't go to war. Let's take a look over here. It seems that there is such a thing as women going to war. The Achronim asks the question, it's a question on the Gemara. Yeah, it's a question on the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ain darkish isha lasos mechamei darkish isha." The Gemara, the Gilyoni Hashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel asked the question that the halacha is. It's brought down in the Gemara that an isha afilu kala mechupasa. Gemara tzaita mechemes mitzvah hakol yoytzim afilu kala mechupasa goes to war. So what do you mean? Darkul shel ish lasus mechama. I mean darkul shel isha. Afilu kala mechupasa. She goes to war. So there's many teretz to this question. One teretz is they go to war, but they're a non-combat service. They're the ones that they bake cookies for the soldiers. They're jobnikim.
Job care packages.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do. They cook food. They make their beds or whatever it is. But they're not getting into anything that's any real combat. So they don't do the war. They're there to support the war effort. But they don't actually lasso ismocham. One pshat. Another pshat actually that's brought down over here from the one of the achroinim on the Nisa Kalim on the Rambam. Who is it again? The Radvaz, he says that's not what it means at all. It just means the kala leaves a chuppah. It says a kol yoytzim lamochama. Everyone's gonna have to make themselves, you know, inconvenience themselves. Chasan goes to war, and the kala is left alone. That's what it means kala mechupasa. She has to leave her chuppah. Doesn't mean she goes to war. She does nothing. She doesn't even go bake cookies. Nothing. She doesn't do anything.
You say this?
The Radvaz.
We have an halacha already. There's an halacha already for regular war. The chassim won't go out to war.
Correct.
So if you want to say from Mechamas Mitzvah that no, it's different, and you want to say that it's just calling off the wedding. Then you right. Say the chassin goes out to war.
You know, once the chassin goes to war, I hear they say it seems to be something more in the kala. In a chanami, that's what it seems like. However, in the Sefer Mila de Kedushin, he wants to say a different part. He wants to say the following thing. He wants to say, maybe in a chanami women go to war. They go to war. But there's different types of war. There are wars that women go to fight, but the war is not in order to do battle. The war is in order to clean up Eretz Yisrael. So they're not warriors. They're violent cleaning ladies. That's what they are. That's it. They're not warriors. There's a war which is for the sake of war. For example, the Melchemes Amalek. Thus is a Melchoma. Melchoma Lashem Idor Dor. War, you're going to do battle with Amalek. We're going to take Nekoma against Amalek. We're going to fight with Amalek. So the same, so I know it's like this. The same way we said that women sometimes learn, but they're not learners. Sometimes women go to war, but they're not warriors. It's not Darko Shalisha, Lasis Milchama. Aye, she goes to war, maybe she does go to war. But that's not her derech, that's not war. She, certain
the Milchama's mitzvah was the Milchama's Amalek that the women were going to.
It was not, it's not Milchama's Amalek.
No,
he's saying it's not. He's saying it's definitely not. He's being mechalic between the two of them.
Maybe there they need to know the information so I they think, have to learn. Yeah. Here, actually, showing to get cleaned up. It's not necessarily by them.
Well, the Torah says you have to have. They also have to have clean Eretz Yisrael.
That's what I'm saying. So the fact that they're included.
No, because they're you have to get Eretz Yisrael clean. If you could get Eretz Yisrael clean without fighting a war with them, let's you send everyone else out. Get out. Goodbye. They would do that. They don't have to fight.
One of them left.
What?
Left.
They left. And they're fine. We're good with that. So they're not going to fight war with Amalek. They leave. You follow them. You have to kill them. You are a warrior. This is a melchama, l'shem melchama. As opposed to over here, we got to clean it up. So they're violent cleaning ladies. Like, listen, you got to get out of here. We got to clean up our act over here. We can't have all this tumma in Eretz Yisrael. So the only way to do it is to kill you. I have to kill you. I got no choice. But I'm not killing you l'shem melchama. Okay. Let's keep going. Zok the Gemara weiter. My taina tani shalosh mishum drachim lisni dvarim velisni shloisha. The Gemara says, okay, now you told me the reason for shalosh only because of drachim. So just instead of drachim, say dvarim. Lisni dvarim velisni shloisha. What's the Gemara's question? Says Rashi. Parchin on my time, it's on Ishalosh, Mishum Drachim Kamrit, Lishni Dvarim, Lishni Shloisha, Ki Orche de Gemara. What do the words mean, Ki Orche de Gemara?
Standard Lashon.
Standard. What does Rashi mean when he says it's the standard Lashon? Ellie, can you help me out over here? This might get passionate. What is Ki Orche de Gemara? What's Ki Orche de Gemara? What's the standard? It's the standard language. What's the standard language of the Gemara? To say what?
Dvarim.
Lashon Zachar?
Nakeva.
No, Nakeva. Nakeva? Not Nakeva.
No, the word.
What?
The word Dvarim?
The word
Dvarim? Zachar.
Lashon Zachar? What is
Dvarim?
No, that's right.
Numbers. Lashon Zachar. Say Dvarim because Lashon Zachar. That way we can go to Zachar.
Normally, right.
About Zachar, about women.
Listen, Dvarim, but listen, Shloisha. Ki Orche de Gemara. Laser? Which one? He's saying that the Dvarim is Orche de Gemara or the Shloisha is Orche de Gemara?
I thought it was Dvarim. The problem is that why is that he has Nisni Shloisha?
Why does he have to say the words Nisni Shloisha? It's just Nisni Dvarim, Ki Orche de Gemara.
I thought Dvarim, I can
understand. We're saying that the Gemara's whole goal is to get
Nisni Shloisha. Yoni wasn't asking
me that. I don't know. It's
Dvarim, Shloisha would be the
outcome. Why does it say the Nisni
Shloisha? The Dvarim is not Dvarim.
My Raya is, Rebbe, that all the cases are Torhan, Dvarim, and Dvarim, by Zav, and by Elon, and whatnot.
It's not Shloisha.
Could be some of us.
We know Shlosh is already gone, so
Rabbi Sai, can I have you for a second? Rabbi Sai, can I have your attention? Hello. That's what Night Seder is for. Can I have your attention? Ramosha Feinstein brings a raya that Rashi's addressing over here the word Dvarim Drachim. Because if Rashi was addressing Shalosh Shleisha, he should have said it before. That's where Tosfos did. Look at Tosfos. That's the previous Gemara. Tosfos says Pirish Mishum dechola Torah kula b'lashon zachar nemra. The whole Torah is listed in Lashon Zachar. So if Rashi meant to say because of Zachar, he should have said it up there. That's where the Gemara started with the whole Zachar thing. So why didn't Tosfos say it up there? Why didn't Rashi say it up there like Tosfos? Tosfos had to say it up there because Rashi didn't say it up there. So Rashi only says it down here. Obviously Rashi is not coming to say, talk about, says Ramosha, the word Shalosh and whether it's Zachar or Nekeva. It's coming to talk about the word Drachim and Dvarim, and it has nothing to do with it, Zachar and Nekeva. It's just Drachim is the norm, the Dvarim is the normal word that we use, apparently. That's what Ramosha says.
So why does it say in this
Because that's a good question. I don't know. I'd like to suggest not like Ramosha Feinstein. And I'd like to suggest, like the people that said, that really the focus here is on whether or not it's normal to speak Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva. I'd like to explain it as follows. Perhaps. The difference is, I should say it differently. It's not about Zachar Nekeva. It's about the word Shalosh or Shalosha. And I mean as follows. The Gemara's first question is like Tosfos said. The question is that why does it say Shalosh? Shalosh or does it say Shalosha? Because we have in front of us a gender-neutral Mishnah. It's gender-neutral. At least we assume that at the moment. What language would you use when the Mishnah is gender-neutral?
Zachar.
Why? Because we always use Lashon Zachar. It's a policeman. It's not a police person. And it's Kleenex man, and it's, no it isn't, and it's a fireman, and it's a mailman.
Mr. Clean.
Okay, well, that's the way it is in Kol HaTorah Kula. In Kol HaTorah Kula, it is a policeman. Everyone is Lashon Zachar. The Eibishter is Lashon Zachar. Okay, there's a reason for that. Shechina is Knesset Yisrael, it's not really the Torah, it's not really Hashem, but we'll leave that for now. Everything is Lashon Zachar. That's what Tosfos says. If you're gender neutral, you automatically go male. And that's the question.
How do you get that the Mishnah is gender neutral?
Yeah, I'm a woman.
The Gemara. No. The language of the Mishnah is in the meantime gender neutral. It's talking about a woman, but that's what we're saying. When it doesn't. That was the question originally. No, whenever you're saying Tosfos, that's a kasha. We're talking about a woman. Why are you saying man? The answer is because it's not about the topic. It's about the language of the Mishnah. The language of the Mishnah has no reason to dictate male or female. So which way should you go? Left or right?
Yeah.
Always go male. That's the first question. But now, hold on a second. Now we say no, it's not gender neutral. Because drachim is Lashon Nekeva. Because of Isha, whatever it is, Lashon Nekeva. Now you're Lashon Nekeva. So, of course, what are you going to say? Shalosh or Shalosh if you want to be Lashon Nekeva?
Shalosh.
So the Gemara asks the question, hold on a second. But the word Shalosha is the word we always use. So we don't want to use the word Shalosh. So, because the Urche in the Torah is used the word Shalosh. So therefore, change from Drachim to Dvarim in order to facilitate using the word Shalosh.
Well, when is the, at what point is the Gemara?
Yeah, but there's a reason why
that's we happened right here.
To accommodate the Lashon Nekeva.
Why? What's the reason?
Because we're talking about a lady.
That's only because we're using the drachim that's accommodating. So we don't even need for the word drachim.
We don't say why is drachim Nekeva, why don't we use Devarim? The Gemara never asked that question.
The Gemara is asking it right now.
No, it's not. We're saying it's asking Shalosha.
Why? Who cares if it's... We don't care about drachim and Devarim.
Yeah, sure we do.
Why?
We answered the first kasha.
What? Why? No.
Yes. We said because it says drachim, it says shalosh. So why don't we ask why does it say drachim? It should say dvarim.
Because that's the Gemara is talking about that. But if it says the word drachim is the keva, so it's the keva. It's not gender neutral anymore. It's not gender neutral anymore.
But why didn't it go to zachar?
Because it's not gender neutral.
But kol tarku go zachar. Why didn't it go?
That's because it's not gender neutral. But over here, shloisha is a word that we always use. Whenever we count, we always count with the word shloisha.
Yeah, I think we
so counting is always zachar. So if that's the case, so we should change drachim to dvarim.
But we have.
So that's why the Gemara's question is: you want to say listni dvarim, but listni shloisha ki orchei de Gemara. The Gemara always counts in lashon zachar.
The reason why it says drachim is why does it say drachim?
What?
They don't answer why it's not listening to Shalosha. After this question, they don't answer why it's the same
Drachim. And Achanami, because we can only get to Shalosha if we switch from Drachim to Dvarim.
Therefore, you switch to Dvarim. No, you're saying you do Dvarim and
Dvarim.
No, we're trying to get to Shalosha. shlosha. The only way to get to shlosha, you have to go through drachim. We can't get through drachim, so therefore it's not.
So what was the original question? Why does it say shlosha to say shlosha? Because or for the milsa.
Which question?
At the beginning of the Gemara, it says in my area the tani shlosha is nishlosha.
All the way on top.
Yeah, why?
That's because whenever you're gender neutral, go male.
And then over here, and then so then you should always go male. So then
this is a different question.
The Rashi should say that. Either Rashi should say that, or Rashi has a different reason why he should say shloisha, because of Orchid the Milsa.
Rashi didn't say it anyway up there.
Two times we want to say shloisha. We want to say shloisha over here, we want to say shloisha over here, right? We want to say shloisha over here because of the Torah, because the Torah is always shloisha.
Right.
Okay, so then over here also, my time in Tani Shloisha, we want to say shloisha because the Torah says shloisha, right. Then say Torah. Not because of Orchid the Milsa.
No.
Again, because it should be because the Torah says shloisha, so we say Torah.
It's not. One is because when you're gender neutral, we want to go male. The other one is because whenever we count Lashon Zachar. It's two different things. Gender neutral, we go male. The other one is whenever we count Lashon Zachar.
How can you ever be gender neutral? Because it's always used.
Those are the two different things. So Rabbi Sai, I'm just going to say it, and then we're going to go weiter.
It's still drachim.
Rabbi Sai, the two questions are as follows. Question number one is, whenever we're gender neutral, we go male. Question number two is, whenever we count in Lashon Zachar. So why are we not counting in Lashon Zachar? Because of drachim? Just change drachim to Dvarim and count in Lashon Zachar. Those are the two questions. The first question is, whenever you're gender neutral, go male. The second question is, when we count, we always count Lashon Zachar. The Orach is to use Shloisha, not Shalosh. We always count Lashon Zachar. When you count Lashon Zachar, so let's facilitate counting Lashon Zachar. That's the second question. And what are you going to do with Derech? You have to switch Derech to Dover, and Dover, then you can count Lashon Zachar.
If Shloisha is the Lashon that you always use because it's Zachar, then why can't you just use Dvarim?
Because you can't use it with Drachim. You can't do that. That's our problem. We have to get through Drachim in order to get to Dvarim.
What? According to this, the work of the Milsa they're actually saying is still talking about Drachim. But it should say Dvarim, so that way we can...
It could be unique. You need it to be also...
Counting is Orchid.
Right.
Correct.
But it's all starting from Shloisha. But you can't move Drachim to Dvarim unless Dvarim also makes sense. But the point is we want Shloisha.
Rabbi, if you don't care about the word Dvarim...
Right. Rabbi Sai, we're gonna have to continue later because we have to finish. We have to go. We're never gonna get there. Let's go, Rabbi Sai. Here goes. Vaita, do me a favor. Do me a favor to ask your wife one night. Night Seder, she'll give it to you. Here we go.
She's not allowed to learn, Rabbi. I'm not allowed to do it. I don't need her to.
Zok the Gemara Vaita.
Tiflis in my house.
Yeah, because two different kashas. Not the same thing. One is whenever you're gender neutral, go male. The other one is that whenever you count Lashon Zachar. Those are two different things. It's not the same thing. Not because whenever you're gender neutral, you go male. It's a different orche though. It's not the same orche.
No,
it's a different thing. That's Danny Rashi didn't really need to say. That's obvious. You always go male. And everyone knows you go male. You don't need to fear that. Boy, side, we're going better. Enough. Thank you. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zok the Gemara. My tiny tani shalosh mishum drachim. We listen to dvarim. We listen to shloisha. We shouldn't go by the misni bia. Ubia ikri derech tchsiv derech geber ba'alma kin derech isha minna efes. So we're talking about the kedushay bia. Derech, we're going to pasuk about a woman being very what's the word? Promiscuous.
You found with Kicha over there.
Why are we talking about a promiscuous woman if we're talking about a woman getting married? We're talking about a woman getting married. We're going to pasuk of promiscuity.
Maybe this is why Tosfos brought the word Kicha.
Promiscuity means that she's not acting.
But we're handling Bia, Rabbi. We're not handling Kedusha over here. Now the word Bia.
It's in the Mishnah. Isha Niknis. So we have to do because Bia is Ikri Kinyan. But that Bia is the wrong. It's talking about a Bia that's
over there.
It's a bad Bia. So maybe the pshat is the Bia such a good Bia in our Mishnah?
No.
No, why not? Why is Bia the last one in the Mishnah? We don't like the Bia in the Mishnah that much, right? So maybe that's why it's Taka Shtickle promiscuity.
Why would we say Derech for Bia? That's the last one.
Okay, that's off. That kind of
the
question.
Maybe the pasuk of Derech Ba'alma has nothing to do with Bia, though.
Right, we said because it leads to all
that pasuk. No, before that says Derech Ba'alma.
It's one pasuk, though.
The other pasuk is talking about that you can't find that a person after he's in this world is you meant garnished. It's like a nesher.
It's all the same. It's one pasuk right after the other. It's one pasuk.
That's how you can do that. Rebbe, this could answer how Tosis could bring in the word kicha by achos, by a sister.
Could be. Yeah, that's the same kasha.
The same, right.
Ha tenach bia.
That's on the
Kesev v'shtar ma'ikol ha-neymar. Says the Gemara, mishum bia. The Tani taito ha-tuchadia. Ha-nachlami tzorach bia ninhu. These are also for the purpose of bia. Therefore, it's not a problem of Tani taito ha-tuchadia because they're also like included in that. Iba is Eima, says the Gemara. Ha-mani Rabbi Shimon, he detanya Rabbi Shimon, ha-mani 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 Rabbi Shimon, One of his bones. So therefore, he's looking for the woman as opposed to the other way around. He's not feeling complete. Yeah, so Tosis Yeshanim says over here, Tosis Yeshanim, and Ema Amar Torah Ki Yikach, Pirish, Demashma Baal Korcha, V'lo Ksiv Ki Silokach, Demashma Midaita. Tosis says that why was Silokach a better Lashon? Because Silokach is more accurate in the Halacha, really. Ki Yikach is Mashma Baal Korcha. There's an Isha Niknes Baal Korcha? No. But it's mashma that way, so it would be falsely misleading.
Why didn't we touch this yesterday?
So therefore, now you could go back and try to pull this full circle. This is relevant to what we did yesterday. Therefore, a better lushan would be to say kisi lokach, which is mashma midaita.
Why? How's lushan midaita? When she is taken, it sounds like she was taken against her will more than the kiyach does.
Well, kiyach means take.
Because the kisilaka isha leish.
No, not kiyach.
When she will be taken.
No, because she's so
comfortable. Don't worry, see when you see him.
That's the argument. It's a bad argument.
No.
That's what I meant. It's not like
kiyach. Lamaisa, height that it says kiyach. How do we talk? No, that doesn't work.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's a good question.
I asked what I meant about this. That's what I had. Yeah. And he said, in the regular rules of dictum, he said, Kisi Lakach and Kikach are exactly the same thing. So they're exactly the inverse of each other. But he said that, in regular languages, they have rules on the language. He said in Lashon Kodesh, we learn just from whatever the Pesukim say. So the Chacham obviously understood the Pesukim better than he does. So he said, you can't hold grammar rules. That's what they say.
That's what it is. It is what it is. That's the way that Tosfos learns. However, the Rajba brings from the Ravid and from Rashi differently. A whole different shot in the Gemara. Why does the Gemara? Why would the Gemara rather see Lokach? Laser. Take a look. Look inside. Why would we rather see Lokach? Avol b'shem Rashi v'Ravid kosev Rajba. Shehem pirshu see Lokach. Shetakiach es atzma. Shetakiach es atzma. She should take herself. What does that mean? She should be active. Not that she should be taken midaito. Shetakiach es atzma. She should be the one taking.
I thought we just went through the exact opposite.
That's the Gemara's maskana. But if the pasuk would say, ki silokach is shetakiach es atzma. She should take herself. Now, everybody say, is she, does that work? She can't take herself. She can't take herself. So what's the havamin? What do you mean? She say that's not. Wrong halacha. According to Tosis, what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is if you would say silokach, it's more accurate. But according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is something totally different. The Gemara's question is say something that's not true.
Maybe that would be
so why would that?
Because we have the different language.
What? What
the Torah would have said.
So he says. So what's the Gemara's question?
That doesn't make it a
hot. So,
asking
it doesn't work. It doesn't say kiyikach. It doesn't say
sekiyach. No, if it would say kiyikach, then maybe.
Okay, but so what's the Gemara's question? Why doesn't it say that? Because it doesn't work. Why doesn't it say that? Because it doesn't work. You want me to say something that's not true? It doesn't work. Says the Rashba, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. This is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the same Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who's Darshin on Taima Dekra. So what the Gemara means to ask is, I know it doesn't work, but why doesn't it work? Really, the Gemara's question isn't, why doesn't the Torah say that? The Gemara's real question is, why isn't that true? Why can't a woman take herself? Why is a man the only one that can take? That's the Gemara's question.
You can't physically take yourself. You physically
take
somebody else.
Okay, so you have to figure out what that means. What was that Havamini? She's taking herself exactly. But Nasanhu, Nasnahi, Va'amarhu, we're going to see the whole Gemara is going to talk about these different things. But you have to know, we'll have to see. When we get later on in the Sugya, we'll try to see it more. But
at the
not even forced, just do it herself. Maybe. I don't know if it's necessarily forced. We'll have to see when we get there. But the point is like this. According to this pshat, the Gemara is asking a totally different question. The Gemara's question is, I know if you would write this other language, it would tell me something else, but why doesn't that work? It's an interesting language. And according to Tosfos, it's saying a totally different thing. The Gemara is saying, if it would have said silokach, then it would have been more accurate to what the present halacha is. And according to Rashi, if it would have said silokach, it would have told me a different halacha, and how could I write a different halacha? Because I want to know why the halacha is not that way. Why taka isn't it that way? Why? Because the Torah said dashin time in the cross. That a woman no, why can't she marry herself to the man? Say, here, I'd like to be married. Why can't she put the ring on him instead of him put the ring on her?
She's not taking herself; she's taking the man.
That's what Yoni's question was. So we have to see. We'll deal with it. There's nuances in the different languages. We have to wait until we get on further. But that's the basic machlokas we have over here between Tosfos and Rashi to see what exactly is this sort of machlokas. Let's go weiter. There's the Gemara. Excessive eating, excessive drinking. The Rashash says it doesn't sound like me, because I was saying one of them is spicy, the other one saying is extra food. You see, the Gemara keeps talking about Dvarim. It seems like now the Gemara is talking about, it says the Ra'ah. Obviously, our problem is Dvarim, not Shloisha. That's what it sounds like. You always have to do the Rashi. Did the Rashi? Very good. So Beis Hashem Bli Neder, we are going to continue with the two dots. There's more to do over here. There's Koi. We have I didn't give it out. There's a beautiful shtickle from Rav David Pavarsky. Who's saying Chabura on Friday?
Gabriel.
And Toivy, who's doing the other one? I said I was going to work with him on. You. Do that Beis Hashem next time.